This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Monsoon-induced floods and landslides claim human lives and properties. Continuous rain disrupts vehicular movement across the country. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda directs bodies concerned to be proactive in disaster management. An Israeli attack on UN school used as shelter in Gaza kills at least 16. Now, the news in detail. Incessant rainfall over the past few days across the country has resulted in landslides and floods in various parts of the country. A total of 14 people have lost their lives to disasters triggered by incessant monsoon rain in different parts of the country over the past few days. Three others have gone missing in the landslide, flooding and inundations. According to Central Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police, Dan Bahadur Karki, the number of injuries in such incidents is 18. Of the 14 casualties, one has been reported in Kathmandu, three from Xiangja, two in Parbat, one in Udaipur, two in Kabri Palanchok, one in Palpa, three in Tanahu, and one in Dang. Manoj BK from Lakanthapa Rural Municipality 6 in Gorkha was killed in a landslide that occurred at Nagarjun Municipality 3 in Kathmandu. Others killed due to landslide include Raj Rai from Rautamai Rural Municipality 5 in Udaipur, Jalmaya Rujal Magar and Setimaya Rujal from Roshi Rural Municipality 11 in Kabri Palanchok District. According to the police, for the casualties from landslides include Hira Nepal, Anisa Bastola and Syam Bhandari from Sukla Gandaki Municipality 7 in Tanahu, and Gujeswari Sharma Marasini, Madhav Sharma and Harimaya Sharma from Birua Rural Municipality 6 in Sanja. According to the police, Janak Prasad Sharma and Tulasi Prasad Sharma of Phalewas Municipality were in Karkineta in Parbat, Rima Sara Magar of Mathagadi Rural Municipality 6 in Palpa and Maniam Chaudhary of Bagrapur in Lamahi Municipality 8 of Dang were killed in the landslide. Similarly, Jangmu Sherpa of Dolakha Gauri Shankar Rural Municipality 9, Rajkumar Yadav of Rajpur Rural Municipality 2, Dang and Khem Kumari Malla of Sangja Bhirkot Municipality 5, Jamire are among those who disappeared in flooding and landslide incidents. Police further shared that so far 5 people have been injured in Tanahu, 1 person in Gulmi, 2 people in Okaldinga, 3 people in Kathmandu and 1 in Chituan and 6 in Xiangja. The police said that due to heavy rains, normal life has been affected across the country and the water level in major rivers including Kosi and Narayani is high. Even today, the police are continuing to patrol and monitor the banks of rivers and streams in Kathmandu Valley. Central Police spokesperson Karki said that the water level in the river in the valley has risen due to incessant rainfall. Police headquarters said security personnel from all security agencies have been mobilized in the affected areas with high alert. Moreover, vehicular movement has been disrupted along several highways and road sections in several parts of the country. The Baglung section of the Kali Gandaki corridor has been blocked for traffic since yesterday morning. Landslides that have occurred at 4 different places in the corridor have made it inaccessible for vehicular movement. According to the information officer and deputy superintendent of police at the district police office Baglung, Vijay Yadav, a landslide has damaged the road in Dablang of Baglung Municipality 10. Likewise, the Safi Martari Highway has been blocked due to landslides triggered by incessant rainfall. Information officer at the Bajura District Police Office, Police Inspector Dev Chaudhary, said the highway has been blocked due to landslides near Serabagar, Haddekhola and District Jail. Meanwhile, the Martari-Kulti Road connecting the northeastern part of the district has remained blocked for traffic for the past 5 days. Police Inspector Chaudhary said that the road was blocked after landslides started in Badi Malika Municipality 7 due to the continuous rainfall. Meanwhile, the south section of Nawalparasi Bardagat Sustapurba under the east-west highway has been blocked due to fallen trees. Deputy Superintendent of Police Ved Bahadur Paudel said that the road was blocked by trees falling on the road near Vishwakarma Temple in Daunne. Likewise, all the gates of Gandak Baraj were opened after the water level in Narayani River rose above the warning level. According to the liaison officer of Gandak Baraj, Kashinath Harijan, all the gates of Baraj located in Baniyani Triveni Rural Municipality 7 of Nawalparasi, Bardagat Sustapurba have been opened. Similarly, the water level in the Saptakoshi River has continued to rise, prompting the local administration to open all 56 sluice gates of the Koshi Barrage. According to the Saptakoshi Water Measurement Center, the water flow in the Koshi River has exceeded the warning levels. The Solan River is likely to gush into some areas in Udaipur and Sunsari. Chief District Officer of Sunsari, Ramchandra Tiwari, has requested the residents living near the Saptakoshi River banks to stay alert and safe. Moreover, hydropower plants across the country have been affected due to floods triggered by incessant rainfall. As a result, the power supply has been interrupted in some places. According to the Nepal Electricity Authority, power plants that produce about 640 megawatts of electricity have been shut down due to the floods. Furthermore, the Nepal Electricity Authority has said some projects are running at low capacity. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has instructed bodies concerned to be active in rescuing citizens suffering from natural disasters and distributing relief materials to them. Issuing a statement today, he expressed grief over the loss of lives and property in various parts of the country due to floods and landslides, including other natural disasters. Prime Minister Dahal has said that the necessary preparations are being made to minimize the damage and risk caused by floods and landslides. The Prime Minister has urged civil society and political parties to join hands in rescuing and providing relief to the affected. He has further urged all to be more active and alert to avoid the possible risk of natural disasters. The Central Committee of CPN Unified Socialist is meeting at the party's central office in Aloknagar this afternoon. Party leader Somprasad Pandey shared that the meeting to be held today will decide on matters such as completion of the Central Committee through the development of procedures and standards and the selection of office bearers, among others. The meeting held yesterday was adjourned following a dispute over the nomination of provincial heads. It may be noted that the annual General Convention held on Friday unanimously elected 93 central members, including the party chair, respected leader and general secretary. A working committee of 299 members with 21 office bearers will be nominated. Madhav Kumar Nepal was unanimously elected as the party chair, Chalanath Khanal as the respected leader and Ghanashyam Bhushal as the general secretary by the general convention. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. Gaza government media office has said at least 16 Palestinians have been killed in an Israeli attack on a United Nations-run school sheltering displaced people in the Gaza Strip as Israel continues to pound the besieged coastal territory. In a statement on Saturday, the government media office said more than 75 people were injured in the attack on the Al-Jawni school in central Gaza's Nusayrat refugee camp. The Nusayrat facility, run by the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, is the latest school to be bombed by the Israeli military since the Gaza war began in early October. On Saturday, dozens of Palestinians, including five journalists, were killed as the Israeli military stepped up its bombardment in the territory. In a statement shared on social media on Saturday night, the Israeli army said its air force struck several terrorists in the area of Al-Jawni school. At least 38,098 Palestinians have been killed in Israeli attacks across Gaza since October 7, and the besieged enclaves face dire shortages of food, water, medicine, and other humanitarian supplies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the influence of monsoon across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in many places in all provinces, with chances of heavy to very heavy rainfall at a few places in Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpanchin province and at one or two places of Madhes province. There are chances of extremely heavy rainfall at one or two places in Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudarpanchin province today. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded as 20 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 22.6 degrees Celsius with 50.4 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Monsoon-induced floods and landslides claim human lives and properties. Continuous rain disrupts vehicular movement across the country. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda directs bodies concerned to be proactive in disaster management. An Israeli attack on UN school used as shelter in Gaza kills at least 16. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.